Okay, we are starting the Kavanos of the Rashash on Purim. We're going to be using a sefer called Ginzei Chaim from Rav Mordechai Atiyah Shlita. So we are on page 19. So as we know, whilst we are saying that all the Kavanos, by the way, are going to be in the brachas on Megillah, and we're going to say the three brachas, obviously Shasan Nisim, and then Shechiyanu, and also Al Kriyat Megillah. So what we're going to be doing is that we're not going to be touching upon the Matbea Bracha, which is very, very crucial, but that will be in a different series of shiurim that we've given earlier on. But rather, we're going to start working with the Kavanas, which are particularly Nogea to Purim. So, where is that Nogea? That is Nogea when you first say that because Al Mikra Megillah, when you reach the word Baruch Atah Hashem. So, Baruch Atah Hashem, you have all the Kavanas of Matbea Bracha, and then you're going to get into Hashem. So, what are you doing when you say Hashem? So, the Rashash says you're going to bring down the Yesod Abba. The Yesod Abba. The Yesod Abba is portrayed here as Shakai, Shin Dalet Yud. Okay. Now, next thing you'll be doing is Yechavin Lamshech Me'abba, Shu'ot Yud, Ot Yud, Benikud Patach. So Abba is always a reference. What we do is that we're going to take the barometer, the Shem Hashem, which is used as a guidance for us. So Yud is connected Abba, Hey is connected Ima, Vav is connected Zal, Hey is connected Nukva. So we're going to use that in these Kavanas as well. Now we know the Nikud also very crucial over here. So the Patach is going to be connected Abba as well. As opposed to the Kamatz, it's connected Kes or Arich. Okay, so now we're going to use the Yud and the Patach. That's obviously connected Abba. Again, the main role over here, the main theme is getting Abba to be Mashpia to Nukva, and for the Ara to come out. So the Kavanah is Yechav Lamshich Me'Abba Shu'o Od Yud Benikud Patach, and then he says. The hay is connected. The hay rishon is connected to chasadim. Shem, a hay chasadim should be nikud kamatz. So there you see in the commandos over here the five yud kei vav keis, which are always represent the five chasadim, and the you're going to bring kamatzim over there. Okay, those are connected to chasadim. So the five kamatzim, each even the gematzim have a gematria, right? Because it's a vav lying down. And a yud, so that's 16. So the 16 times 20 is going to give me out here of obviously of 320. 320. So you have you have 20. Yeah, you have 20 of those. So there's 20 times 16. That's why it comes out to 320. And then you have the five havayas. Five havayas is 26 times 5, which is 130. Okay, that will give you a sachakol. That will give you a total of 450. Let's keep those numbers in our head, okay? It's very important. So the yud again is going to bring the yud in the comments. The hey, when you're doing remember, because what you're saying over here, you're in the bracha. You're saying, Baruch Ata Hashem. Hashem is yud kevavke. The yud is with the comments. And that's going to be, again, that's going to be connected to the Abba. Then the hey, which is coming down, that's going to be the five havayas, the chasadim. Chasadim of Abba. And as we said, that's going to be the 20 kamatzim and the 5 avayas, which comes out to 450. Now we continue. And all that's going to go down, that shift is going to go down to the yesod of Abba. from the data Abba, or the chokhmah of Abba, into the chasadim of Abba, into the yesod of Abba, which is going to be the kubutz, the shuruk of the he, shuruk of the he. And then as you're pronouncing, as you're concentrating on the vav of the havaya, what are you doing there? The vav is always connected to zav. So you mishtatati in zav, which is the vav, to the yesod of zav. Ad yesod, which is the shuruk. Again, the shuruk, the vav has the shuruk. Again, the shuk representing the yisod, and then finally, when you say that, when you're concentrating on the hay of the avaya, the hay is always connected to the malchut, the ima, which is the tzere is bina, that's malchut, that's ima, that's going to be the mashpia, the five gvurot, again, the five times 26 is 130. As well, we're going to be using the nekud of segul shva, a cholam, and a chirik. and a chirik. Okay, that is a combination of nikud of Elohim. The kum Elohim, because you're dealing with ima, bina. Bina is always on the left hand side, which has to do with Elohim. So the five chasadim in the nikud of Elohim, which is coming down together with the five avayas, just the gematria of five, which is 5 times 26 is 130. So 350, which is all the adding up all the nikuds, the five times. The four times five, the four nikuds times five havayas, 350, plus the five havayas, which is 26 times five is 130, altogether is tough pay, which is 480. Okay, 480. Now, if you add those two together, you add both those together, which is the shoresh of the five chasadim. And the hamtaka of the five chasim to the five gvorot together. Now we listen to this, is very important. That's going to get the matre of Mordechai Esther, which is taf kuf lamed hey, which is 935. Okay, isn't that nice? So again, I'll repeat that, summarize. When you sing the bracha of Megillah, well, not your, if you're the Baal Megillah, Baal Korah, then you're saying the bracha. If you're not, you're still mechavim. When the Baal Kor says Hashem, Yimachavin Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud with the Kamatz, which represents the Chochma of Abba. Okay, then you, the He of the Havai, which represents the Chasadim the Dat, which is going to be with the Nikud of Kamatz. So all that is going to be Gematria of Tafnun. Then you bring that all to the Yisod of Abba. Then you bring that to the Vav which is the Yisod the Zah, and which has the Nikud of Ashuruk. Then you're going to bring it down. The shefa of the malchut ima, the shefa of ima which is coming down. That's going to be brought down by the hay, which is representative, obviously, of the malchut. That's the final hay. Rather, it's the ima, so it's going to be a bina, which is a tzere. Also, the five havayas, which is the five gvuras, that's going to give you the gematria of taf pei. All together, beautifully, that's going to give you the gematria of Mordechai Esther. So that's the first kavana that we'll find with the havaya. Okay, so we'll stop it here, and we'll continue next time with the next kavana.